it'll load.
Morty.
I hope.
Morty. Get your butt over here. There we go. Okay. I swear if you start... Mortimer. Get over here. Up. Up.
Oh, boy. Mortonius. Mortentious.
Mortentious. Because he's pretentious. All right, should we do the intro?
Sure.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to...
Why am I reading this?
Why? I'm Chastity.
I'm Andrea.
And we're still singing everything for some reason.
Hells yeah.
How have you been, Andrea?
I have been tired and slightly disappointed.
Oh, no. I mean, I've been tired, too, but why are you disappointed?
Yeah. I'm disappointed because my vagina sprang a leak, which means that there is nobody in residence.
Oh!
You're welcome.
Did you see my face when I was like...
Yes. You were just like, what?
What? It's leaking? Yeah.
Yes. It is leaking my lifeblood.
That's what you mean. Okay, now I get it. I am sorry. I'm sorry that your lifeblood has come to you.
Yes, despite the cum lake, there is no baby.
Morty's also showing his distaste by snorting right into the microphone.
Yes, just...
Can you
settle? We love you, you dumb little pug boy.
Can you settle? Damn.
He's just having a time of it, dude.
Oh my god.
Woof. So hey, you've gotten a couple of new tattoos since we talked last.
Oh my god, yeah. I got three new tattoos. And,
three?
And a piercing.
What?
So...
Is it the septum, or...?
No, that was
before... I can't remember if you had that.
I had this before India, right before India.
Oh, okay.
Can you not? Sorry, I'm... Lay. Stay. I got my anti-eyebrow, which I've wanted since I was 15. And then, while I was in India, I got the Om signal. Signal? The Om symbol.
Symbol, yeah. I knew about that one.
Yeah, and then I got a part. Because
we have spoken since India.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, I got a half sleeve of Chopper and Karoo from One Piece. And they're wearing each other's hats. It's so cute.
Ee-hee-hee.
And then on my leg, I got a Sailor Moon wand.
Yay!
It's her second wand, to be exact.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I have the baby.
Oh my god, the listeners. Baby doggo. She is holding the baby, and when we mean the baby doggo, we do mean the oldest doggo, but she the baby doggo, because she 5 pounds.
Because she's 6 pounds.
Oh, she's six pounds, hi. Right.
Are you not recording yet?
We are recording, but that's okay. Hi there.
Husband
has walked into the room.
Y'all read some weird books.
Yeah, we fucking do.
What
about it?
That's the point.
Weird books.
Yep. Oh, don't. Just wait. It'll get weirder.
It will get weirder. Right.
But not today. Not this week. Oh my god.
No, this is comfy week.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is brand new thing week.
Yes. Yes.
We're doing something a little different.
We did discuss a little bit of this in past episodes that we would do this. Morty, can you settle, please?
We're so distracted.
Andrea has Gio. I have you. Like, good God, my dude.
It's a mess today. I don't know, man.
I know. Okay. So, yes, listeners, we are trying something new today that we have mentioned to you all before. So the idea of this is if one of us is too busy or tired or anything along those lines, what we're going to do is let one person read a book and then try to sell the other person on the book.
Yeah.
Now, I am in medical issue And that requires I take very difficult tests, right? Very difficult papers, and spend most of my free time studying. Whee! And I'm in a cardiopulmonary physiology class. And that it hurts my brain so bad. And I had tests this past few weeks. And due to that, I just was not in the greatest reedy mood. So, Andrea.
And Des. Yeah, that's okay. So, yeah. I took over.
Yeah. Morty, get up here.
So, this week, I read Peter Pan in Wonderland by Jenny Conrad. And when I first picked this up, because for any of you who are aware of BookBub, it essentially... Oh, you don't even know about this. Oh, my God. So, essentially what it is it is a daily email that is sent to your inbox. And it shows you all of the Kindle book deals, or, well, the ones that you're interested in. Yeah. Sometimes they are free. Most of the time, they are significantly discounted.
I love free.
Yeah, and generally, they're less than $4. It's like $3.99 or less most of the time. I love
that. Wait, what is this called?
Mm-hmm. BookBub, B-U-B. It's so good, and you can choose, like, what genres you're interested in, and it'll just give it to you.
Gimme. I'm signing up right now.
Yes. As well you should, because, oh my God, I have gotten so many books.
This is not sponsored. We just like books.
No, I just love it. I am a BookBub ho.
BookBub ho.
Just a look on your face. But yeah. So this one, I think was actually on Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, okay.
Which I do pay for. But I think words are hard. I think it had shown up on BookBub. Like sometimes there's like little ads at the bottom of the email.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And sometimes those books are not discounted or they are just new releases and stuff like that. So I didn't realize when I first picked this up that it's the first in a series. And it's not one of those series where it's like, this is a complete story and, you know, if you want to, you can continue reading in this world. No, in fact, it is a cliffhanger.
No. Oh.
Yes. So I was a little bit...
me.
Well, you gotta hear the rest of it. Otherwise, it's going to be like a 5-minute episode. That's no fun. So, anyway... this book popped up, so it's the Mirror Islands book one. And Peter Pan in Wonderland. I was very intrigued. So I'm going to let you judge this book by its cover.
Ooh. Did we introduce the book with the author name, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let me pull it up. All right, so let us judge the book by its cover. Da 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 da. For starters, this is a gorgeous fucking book cover.
I knew it would be right up your alley. I could just tell.
It is fucking whimsical and gorgeous. Yes. It is mostly purples. Like, I think everything is in a shade of some sort of purple except for, like, some light blues. Mm-hmm. And... good God, it's just pretty. Okay, so there's a very dark purple on the outside, and the outside is lined with an outline of a pirate ship. Within the outline of the pirate ship is more pictures. And the pictures have, you know, like a checkered road, mushrooms, a bunch of cards, and then, of course, an outline of Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. There's a claw hand and a moon. This is gorgeous. Like, this makes me want to read this book very badly.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a beautiful piece of art. I would put this on my wall.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. And, like, mm-hmm. I love that the font is, like, a little bit sparkly. Like, it has that sparkle effect. And, yeah, I will let you tell me about your expectations before I tell you about mine.
I mean, my expectations would be that this is a story of, like, Peter Pan getting somehow lost in Wonderland and running into, like, the classic Wonderland characters. It looks like he'd run into some talking cards. And the rabbit. I see the white rabbit. Mm-hmm. Probably the queen, because the queen's in the background. And maybe the caterpillar, because I see mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I don't think Alice would make an appearance in this because of the cover. It looks like Captain Hook would make an appearance. So maybe Hook is, like, chasing Peter and Tinkerbell. And it looks like they got to Wonderland because of the pirate ship, maybe?
Okay. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I first picked this book up, my expectations were like, okay, this is going to be a YA crossover. It's going to be, you know, we're going to be shoving in all kinds of stuff. It's probably going to be a new story, but with, like, some original elements in it to somehow cross it over.
Yeah. Wait. Yes. Is my boyfriend in this?
Who's your boyfriend?
Who's my boyfriend? Who did we try to stalk at Disneyland?
Oh!
Is my boyfriend in this?
In a way.
Oh. Hmm.
Yes.
Listeners, my boyfriend is the Mad Hatter. Every single version of the Mad Hatter. I don't care if it's an old man. If it's the Mad Hatter, I want him inside me. And that's that.
Would you like her inside you?
Oh, hell yes!
Just the immediate, well, okay, if you heard the description, probably you would not.
Is it an old woman?
No.
Is she dead?
Do you want me to spoil this?
No. Okay. Spoil it when you get to the spoilers.
Okay. So, let me read for you a spoiler-free synopsis. Haha. So this is off of Goodreads. So I'm hoping it's a little bit better than some of the Amazon ones we've listened to, we've read, whatever. So, it is thus. With only a month to high school graduation, Peter is excited to get started on his life's next adventure, college, and learning who he is without his adoptive family constantly around. Too bad fate has other plans for him. At a local amusement park called Wonderland, Peter has a chance encounter with his fencing rival, Jillian Hook. They fall through a creepy funhouse mirror and embark on an unimaginable journey searching for Peter's sister, Alice, who is lost on the Mirror Islands, where fairies grant wishes, cats appear grin first, and pirates rule the skies. With reimagined beloved characters, this dual POV fairy tale retelling boasts a vivid mixture of several worlds and stories. This series is perfect for fans of enemies to lovers, villain origin tales, magical worlds, whimsy, and once upon a time.
I love enemies to lovers.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a good time. It is a good time. So, you went from like, huh, to kind of like, ooh. So, that was a roller coaster of emotions.
That was, because immediately when they're like, Peter's in high school. I'm like, wait, what? And then they're like, college. Wait, what? Oh, and his rival, whoever, Hook. And I'm like, God damn it. This is just Peter Pan and name. And but then enemies to lovers. Mwah.
Yeah.
They brought me back.
So are you ready for some spoily spoilers?
I am. Let's okay. go.
Sell How me spoily on this do you want it?
I mean, as spoily as we usually go, because sometimes there are spoilers where we're like, oh, those are
notes. Your girl took notes.
That is an entire fucking page.
I had to start writing really small toward the end.
Nah, make use of your notes, Goyle.
So. Right off le bat. Mm. Peter is adopted, as it said. He was an orphan. He was adopted by his parents. And then 5 years later, these parents were able to conceive They thought they were unable to, but they were able to 5 years later. And Alice comes along.
I've been there. Done that. So,
Peter, Alice.
Yeah.
All good things. Adorably, they explain Peter Pan, because the last name is obviously not Pan. Oh. It's Anderson. They explain that as Alice, when she was little, she could not say Peter. It was hard for her to say Peter, so she called him Pan. Isn't that adorable?
I was like, that's so the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, that's like, oh my God, that's like my kid. So like, you know, my husband, his name is Corbin. And, mm-hmm. you know, when my kid was one, he couldn't say Corbin. So mm-hmm. to this day, my kid is nearly double fucking digits. And to this day, he still calls him Coco. Coco.
He's adorable.
That's his parent name, Coco.
I die. That's so cute.
It's the cutest thing.
Children. Yes, babies.
Just wanna
so. Yeah, so, you know, they grow up like any siblings. Alice apparently has a problem with nightmares.
Aww.
And Peter kind of teases her about it. And granted, at the time that this story takes place, she's 13, he's 18.
Okay.
So you can kind of see where that, like, teenage dynamic comes in, where it's like, you're 13, like, knock it off with the damn nightmares, you know?
So, he thinks he's a grown-up, and she thinks she's a full teenager, and...
And also, like, you know, yeah, they're messing with each other. It's funny. Our story begins on Alice's 13th birthday. Okay. So they're going to this amusement park called Wonderland. During this time, they talk a little bit. He kind of, because we start in Peter's point of view.
Yeah, it's a dual point of view.
And then it switches over to Jillian's, who I'll talk about right now. So Peter, has a bit of a thing for this girl named Jillian Hook.
Hook.
Who, yes, that is her last name. And, they have gone up against each other in fencing.
Oh!
Yeah, there's a fencing team. It's really snazzy.
Oh, so they're rich?
So, no.
Oh. What?
Not exactly.
Huh?
It's a school fencing team.
So they're rich?
They kind of talk a lot about how the Hooks are not as well-to-do as the Andersons.
Huh.
So... I don't know. I know. Okay. It's a lot of equipment and shit. I have no idea.
I thought only rich people could that.
No, not really.
Oh.
I mean, again, like, you need to get the gear, but...
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, you find out why later.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it all makes sense later. So, they ride this big, scary ride that Alice had been too scared to ride on.
Oh.
This was her first time going on it.
Poor Alice.
And yeah. But after they get off, because the mom had stayed off of the ride, she decided to just hold everybody's bags and wait at the exit. Oh,
that poor mother.
As the mom
mother.
Does, right? I know, right? I'm that person.
your permanent mom?
Yes.
See, I'm not permanent mom. I make my man wife, aka my husband, hold the bags. That man will hold bags. I'll go on the fucking rides. No.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of a wuss when it comes to really big rides. Like, there are some things I just will not ride. So I'm like, you know, you go enjoy.
No, yeah. No, touche.
Yeah. So, anyway... when they get off of this big ride, they see that the mom has struck up a conversation with Mr.
Hot
Hook.
Lesbian? Oh.
Oh, no. We could only hope, but no, alas, is Mr. Hook. We find out that the dads don't really get along.
Like men do.
For whatever reason. We're not really told why at this point. And we also find out that Jillian used to be Alice's babysitter.
Aww.
Yeah. So Alice loves Jillian. She's like, you're the best. You're my best friend. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a kerfuffle between the papas.
Mm, like men do.
Because, like men do.
Yeah.
And,
one of their penises is too big or something. Too small?
Or both of them are too small.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get the measuring tape out, guys.
Yeah. And in a moment that I so relate to Alice, she gets upset that they're fighting and she runs. I am like, I am conflict avoidant. I understand this. So both Peter and Jillian run after her because they're like, girl, you're 13. I know you're kind of, you know, you're not a little baby anymore, but, yeah, maybe running off on your own, not a good thing. And they come across this clown-themed funhouse.
Oh, fuck that.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not even scared of clowns. And right? I was like, mm-mm. No, thank you.
No, mm-mm. I'm already upset, and now you want to put me in a funhouse with clowns?
Yeah.
No.
But she ran in there.
Because she's an idiot.
Because she's 13.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I said.
She's a 13-year-old idiot.
Yeah. That's yeah, the same thing.
Nobody's that smart. Yeah, nobody's that smart when they're 13. No. Let's be real. So,
they think clowns, and they're like, fun. And you're like, no, murder.
Murder. Yeah. So Peter and Jillian are trying to hash things out because they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on between their families and, like, how the other sees them. It's very interesting. Mm. Quite a few misunderstandings between them that do not get resolved. And they end up falling through a mirror in the funhouse. And you're going to love this. They are immediately... Not introduced. The first creature that they see. No.
God damn it, give me my Mad Hatter.
We'll get there. Calm your tits.
No, never.
No, this is my party tit. Anyway. Anyway, they are immediately met with a purple walrus.
Oh, shit.
Just a purple walrus.
So it was a murderer.
No.
Well, the walrus is a murderer.
What?
Of Alice in Wonderland?
It is?
It eats the clam children.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So the
it has been so long since I saw Alice in Wonderland, since I read anything of the like, so my brain is mush.
Oh, yeah.
My brain is soup.
What kind, though? Is it tomato soup or chicken soup?
I don't know.
In that case,
thinking more like broccoli cheese.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There's chunks.
It's thick and slow.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And creamy. Anyway. So
Morty's trying to get away from me now. He's like, y'all are fucking weird.
It's like, guys, what the hell, man? So anyway, yeah, they find that they can see this, like, there are weird trees and there's this like floating island in the distance. Very interesting. And they hear this little like bell sound. It's like a little tinkling bell sound. Mm-hmm. They're like, what the fuck? So they follow that and they find that there are two pirates who are hunting a fairy. Three guesses who it is.
Okay. Puck?
No.
Okay. Mav?
Mab?
Yeah.
No.
Wingy
wings. Come on. Ringing bell. You can do it.
Is it Toot Toot?
I don't even know who that is.
Wrong book series. Okay.
A Tinkerbell lady.
It Tinkerbell. Oh my.
It Tinkerbell.
I would have never guessed. Wow. Oh my God.
So dumb. Oh God. So they try to rescue Tinkerbell from these pirates and they end up getting caught by the pirates.
Oh no. Are they sexy pirates?
No.
Oh.
Day icky stinky Pyrus.
No.
But their ship flies.
Ooh. Okay, I can get down with this.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, they do kidnap Jillian.
Is it cause Anne Grill or she's a girl?
Oh no. It's literally they're trying to get away from the pirates, and she ends up getting snatched, and Peter doesn't. Tink helps Peter fly with the usual way, the usual fairy dust way.
Yes.
And he flies after the ship, but Jillian at this point is so pissed off at Peter because of all of their misunderstandings that she's like, no, fuck you. I don't need you to save me.
Girl power, and she's like, bitch.
Be gone, bitch. Yeah.
Be gone, thought.
Kind of. So, yeah, he's like, okay, never mind, I guess.
As he's flying.
Well, he leaves. He kind of, he fucks off. Because she told him to fuck off, so he did.
Okay.
At least he takes instructions. You know.
You know what? Yeah, win one for Peter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Follows so, instructions.
Yeah, the captain of the ship, Captain Buck, sends her down to the kitchens with Smee.
There's a Smee.
There's a Smee. And he's a younger man.
Oh.
And apparently he's rather cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, stuff. Anyway, so we are then kind of cutscene to where Peter is. He runs into the Cheshire Cat, he tells Peter, hey, Alice was taken by the harpies to their nest, and she's probably dead.
Oh my God.
Maybe, perhaps.
There are harpies here?
Yes.
Okay.
There are.
Huh.
There's kind of that little bit, and then we flash back to Jillian, who is being kitchen boy, essentially, and the captain kind of threatens various things, including some sexual assault.
Ew!
I know, but, she kills the bitch.
Queen! Absolute mommy! Let me kiss at your
feet. At 17, 18 years old. Just yes, girl.
Hell yeah. Boss ass bitch.
And I loved it because it was a very realistic scene.
Oh.
It was like, I just did that. Oh, fuck. Okay, what am I going to do now?
Now you're the captain, bitch.
I'm going to be the captain now.
Yes!
So she, steals some of his clothes and just walks out and is like, I killed your damn captain. It's like, yes.
Live, laugh, love, girl. Murder the captain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Live, laugh, love, murder.
Die, cry, and murder your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I forgot to mention.
Uh-huh.
When we last saw Peter, he runs into Wendy and the Lost Girls.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. And apparently in this world you can just imagine food and it happens and you can eat it.
I think, doesn't that happen in Peter Pan's original story?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I like it.
Wait, so you're telling me I could just picture a 7-Eleven in Japan spicy cod onigiri, yes, and a 7-Eleven from Japan spicy cod onigiri would have pop up in front of me. I don't have to buy a $1,000 ticket to fly to Japan for this $2 onigiri.
Nope.
Holy fucking shit, I need to live
in
there.
In your mouth.
I want it in my mouth now. I made myself salivate thinking about that. See, it makes the salivation appear. It doesn't make the onigiri appear. Where's my onigiri?
I know. I know. Everybody needs a nigiri in their face.
I know.
Anyway, so, and get this. Wendy tells Peter that one of the ways that they could get home is by going to Oz and finding the silver slippers.
What the fuck? What?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You heard that right. You find the Emerald City. You find the fabled silver slippers.
So it's just combining all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's tempting.
Yeah, that one kind of took me by surprise. I was like, wait, what?
That makes me... Okay, keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Yeah.
There's also a shadow creature that is going around, and rumor has it that it eats people from the other world. The real world, if you will. Yeah. That's the rumor.
I like this dark twist. Okay.
Yes. Very, very interesting. Oh, and here's where your boyfriend, girlfriend, comes in.
Oh, the hot lesbian finally shows up.
Yes. Ah. So, Hattie, so which I think is adorable, Hattie, is like an inventor type who likes to tinker with everything. So, Tinkerbell takes Peter to Hattie to get this glue that will essentially, like, glue the fairy dust onto him so he can just fly whenever.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very cool. Now, I do have to tell you, let me take a moment to pull up this this quote that I have fucking somewhere. Shitballs. Where did I put it? Aha! Okay, here we go. So... I'm sorry, I have to, like, prepare myself for this.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to like it. You're not going to like this part.
No!
Peter's first impression of Hattie was that of a human-sized eye staring out with giant eyes, a tiny nose, and hair wilder than any of the Lost Girls. After a second of staring at her, he realized she only appeared to be, like, the tiny lemur because she was wearing some kind of magnifying goggles. Yeah. The glass was thick and made her striking green eyes bug out in a way that was slightly unnerving. A human-sized eye. Those things are ugly.
What's an eye?
Oh, you gotta look that up. You might be a little traumatized. They're sort of so like cute. The lemur version of what Chupacabra looks like.
Wait, maybe I'm not looking at the right thing. How do I spell it?
A-Y-E-A-Y-E.
Girl,
they're real creepy. They got...
I own a pug, and I think he's the cutest thing in the world. And you think I wouldn't find this thing adorable?
Okay.
Look at those bug eyes. Look at them.
I don't know. The pictures that I have seen... Okay, so, like, the first one that pops up is actually kind of cute.
Yeah. Oh my
God. But yeah, some of the pictures that I have seen of these bad boys are like...
They just look like possums with like weirder eyes. I love them!
You know what? It's like if Cats the Musical was Eyes the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm
but like
for
the
it.
Movie version.
Nah, I'm for it. You haven't... The Hattie's okay. Great. I'm in love with Hattie. We're gonna run to the sunset together.
Yeah, so anyway, that's Hattie. Hattie does in fact have the glue to help Peter.
Does she have a hat?
I don't think that.
Oh mention.
No, but she does wear overalls and yellow boots.
Okay, that's cute, but she needs the hat.
That's adorable.
She needs the hat.
Yeah, I don't think she actually wears a hat. Her name is just Hattie.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I'll make an exception for her. Okay.
Okay. She's just a different kind of hatter. Anywho, so yeah, she gives the glue to Tink and Peter so that he can fly longer, and they are able to fly to Neverland, because that is not where they currently are.
They're in Wonderland, right?
Yes.
Oh my
God. So they can fly to Neverland to find the harpies that supposedly took Alice.
You just said supposedly took Alice.
Yes. Well, okay. They did.
Oh, okay. I thought
I
this
say
was
supposedly an, ate Alice.
I thought this was an allegedly senator situation. So
sorry, no. Sorry, my fault. the reason why I say supposedly is because you hear this from the Cheshire Cat, and I am always suspect of the Cheshire Cat.
That's true.
I'm always the suspicious. Mm-hmm. Even though I dressed up as the Cheshire Cat.
Yes, but, you know, I have that picture in my office.
That makes me happy.
Yee.
It was a very cute picture.
It was. It's us trying to take the sword out.
That was silly.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was.
Anyway, so there is an attempt by Peter to get to the Harpy's Nest, into the Harpy's Nest. He finds this very interesting necklace and swipes it, and then the Mama Harpy freaks out, and she injures him. So he gets this big old long like scrape on his leg.
Ooh.
So he kind of has to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no sign of Alice. So he's kind of like, well, fuck, maybe she's dead.
Maybe she's in their bellies.
Maybe she's in their bellies.
Maybe she tastes like chicken.
Alice chicken. Deep fried Alice.
Deep fried Alice. Mm-mm-mm. I'll try anything once.
Yeah, right? I would not try human once, let me tell you. The long pig is not for me.
No, don't want to get that kuru.
No prion disease for me, thank you. So after this injury, Cheshire Cat finds Peter again and says, oh yeah, Alice got out of there like a long time ago.
What?
She went off to go make herself princess somewhere.
What a fucking shit. And then he kicked the shit out of the Cheshire Cat. Because this is a modern day Peter.
No, Cheshire just disappeared.
That little fuck. That little fucker. Yeah. Oh my.
I mean, he wasn't lying. It just took Peter a long time to get there. So he's like, well, she already left. Sorry, dude. She went off somewhere to go make herself into a princess.
I'm gonna fuck that pussy. Take that sentence as you will.
I was like, wait, what? Then we cut back to Jillian, who is being a good captain.
Best boss of the year award.
Yeah. She and Smee have to fight off the old first mate and some of his goons, but because Jillian is like a champion fencer, she challenges him to a duel and fucking wins because she's a bad bitch.
Hell yeah. I love this for her. What a boss bitch.
Oh yeah. And like, girl was like, okay, we're going to go into town and I'm going to buy myself a badass outfit that includes some leather leggings. Like, yes.
Mm,
yes, girl. Mm,
gotta make that butt pop.
I bet your butt looked fabulous.
Yeah, I like how both of us went to that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Because that's what leather pants do.
Oh, it is. 100%.
You can have a rather mediocre ass and leather pants will make it look poppin'.
It's true. Listeners out there, you want your ass to look good? Get you some leather pants.
Fuck
yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dogs ripped apart my first pair of leather leggings. Gio was going to riot. He was going to make a dogskin rug.
Oh my god. He's like, the
and
booty.
I was like, honey, it's okay. I've already purchased another pair. Relax.
Not the booty.
Not the booty. I'm like, not to toot my own horn or nothing, but I don't exactly need them to make my butt look good.
Ooh. It's true. You got good ass.
Eh. It's like, it's the one good thing I got going for me.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay. It's my favorite thing that I've got going
there
for me.
There you go. Okay.
Anyways, so, we find out that Peter has ended up in Mermaid Lagoon.
Oh, hey, where they want to drown people.
Yeah, and eat your bones.
Wait, is that what happens?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because, that was her initial plan, but she sees that he has this necklace.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, well, that makes you the Mermaid Queen.
What?
Yeah, because this necklace It bestows upon the wearer the rank of mermaid queen.
All right, fuck gender norms. Let's fucking do this. Peter is now the
judge. Yeah, they don't. There's no such thing as a mermaid king.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's fucking go.
It's real funny.
He is the queen.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
And so she takes him down to go get healed.
Yeah, takes him down, all right.
Because
ayo.
The look you're giving down me.
Under the water.
Yeah, under. Ayo.
Under the water.
Yeah, it's wet. Ayo.
To the other my people. The other my people.
Oh, so now there's a group of them. Oh.
Oh, Lord. Girl. Your husband needs to service you, my dear. Or something. You are a thirsty bitch.
Especially when it comes to
gracious.
All right, so he takes the orgy downtown. I mean, he goes down. I mean, wow. I mean, he goes the. You know what? Just you go.
Yes. So anyway, we cut back to Jillian. She decides that she is going to go after the shadow.
Ooh, shit.
Which has a bounty on it. Now, here's the funny thing. Gold is not the only currency in this world.
Okay.
Guess what the higher currency is?
Platinum?
It's not a metal.
Oh, okay. Is it... Okay, hold on. Is it tangible?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not something like hugs.
It is a child's toy.
It's a child's toy. Oh, is it like, is it, I don't know why I'm thinking of these things. Those jacks that you'd bounce a ball and you pick them up?
Close.
Okay,
Do you want it? Do you want me to tell you?
Hold on. Pogs.
Nope.
Damn it.
Think older fashion.
Cards.
Nope.
Damn it. Okay, what?
Marbles.
Damn it! Why did I say marbles?
Yeah, you were close. You were in the neighborhood. Yeah, so this is a 4,000 marble bounty.
Damn.
That she wants to go after. And marbles are worth more than gold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they now, lost their marbles has a whole new meaning.
A whole different meaning, Yeah. Now, get this. The bounty was set by the Goblin King.
What?
Bring on the Bowie Bulge. Yeah, that Goblin King. Yeah.
Does David Bowie's dick make an appearance?
Not in this book.
God damn it.
Maybe in a future book, I don't know. But she does ask,
give me that
does this Goblin
dick.
King happen to have a labyrinth?
Does she?
Because apparently, the Goblin King exists. Labyrinth exists in this universe, as does Oz, by the way. They did recognize that.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah. But, like the characters in the story.
Oh.
It exists in their universe. So they know about the Goblin King. They know about the Wizard of Oz.
So David Bowie's alive.
I guess.
Yum. Okay,
so,
go on.
Yeah, thought that was very interesting.
You've sold me so far. I want to read this. Without David Bowie's bulge.
So I'm gonna take you through the rest of this as fast as I can because we're quite a ways into this. So, down with the mermaids, we find that the shadow.
Wait,
has
can I guess?
Attacked.
Oh,
yes.
Do we figure out who the shadow is by the end?
Kind of.
Okay, can I guess?
Yes.
I'm gonna guess the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Damn it.
It's much closer to our origins here.
Oh.
With our story.
Okay.
So think about Peter Pan.
Uh-huh. Peter Pan.
Think about it. Think about the story. What's something that happens very early on?
His shadow. It's his shadow. Oh my god.
Yeah. So,
okay, so
yeah.
Where'd we leave off?
So they so the shadow is attacking the merpeople's tadpoles, their babies. And this is where Peter and Jillian meet back up.
Okay.
So because Peter has found out about Skull Island, which is where the merpeople leave all of the treasures that they've stolen from the pirates, which we find out they'd only do to annoy the pirates. They're like, we have no use for all of this stuff.
True brat energy. I live for it.
Oh, huge brat energy. Oh, yeah. They all team up together to catch the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they defeat the shadow once. They fail, unfortunately, and they take Peter prisoner.
His not-girlfriend does?
Yeah.
Kinky. Because, okay.
Wow. Why has it always got to be a sex thing?
I don't know what is wrong with me. Where was this energy during Haunted Vagina?
Right? My God. Anyway, so because Peter is the mermaid queen, they decide that they can negotiate for the treasure if they have the merpeople's queen. So they're like, we don't have to go after the shadow. You don't need all that stuff. You don't need all that jewels, gold, whatever, blah. So we'll give you back, quote unquote, your queen if you let us take all that treasure off of Skull Island.
Oh, that's genius.
Right? I was like, oh, that's really cool.
That's really...
But, unfortunately, Smee, and the other pirates are very greedy.
No.
So they mutiny.
God.
Because, you know, Jillian's like an 18-year-old girl, and they're like...
Yeah, but look how far she's fucking got it. She is fucking girl bossing it up. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm saying. Now, at this point, they have both Jillian and Peter locked up in the brig. No, it's not going there.
I didn't see
anything. It's not going there. I see your face.
I didn't see anything.
Your face said a lot. A lot. I know this is an audio medium, but still. Mm. So while they're down there, they have a little heart-to-heart chat about their misunderstandings of each other and blah, blah, blah. And we find out that actually Mr. Hook there, kind of an abusive dickbag.
As in her dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, he at one point, because, like, he's big into, like, self-sufficiency and, like, survival and whatever.
Ugh.
I know. He apparently abandoned her on this, like, little island for 5 days when she was younger and was just like, go. Survive.
I had family like that and they really pulled shit like this. Like, people really pull this shit and, like, it's fucking fascinating that they don't see the abusive shitwads that they are.
And then...
There's more?
Oh, there's just a little bit more. He shows up!
The dad?
The dad!
Oh, he is?
Mr. Hook!
He's Captain Hook!
Shows up! Yes, he is!
Oh, shit!
That's why he was like, you're gonna get into fencing. You're gonna be able to do all of this stuff.
Because he's actually Captain Hook!
Yes!
Oh!
And he just fucking comes in and is like, hey, so that portal is only open for a few days a month.
So, oh, no.
You're going home.
Oh, okay.
Without Alice.
What?
He's like, oh, you guys haven't found her? Too bad.
That's not your kid. Do you want to be blamed for her disappearance? Like,
I guess. So, yeah, both Jillian and Peter manages to fly them out of there. They're like, yeah, no, we're not leaving my sister behind. Huh, fuck you.
Yeah.
And they have a little kiss, which is real cute.
Oh.
And then the Cheshire Cat shows up again.
This little fucker.
With grand tidings that Alice is now the Queen of Hearts and the Shadow works for her.
Wait, what?
The Shadow works for her. Because time works a little differently in some places.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's not a little kid anymore.
Uh-oh.
She's a grown-ass adult. And that's where it leaves off.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Because the next book in the series is Alice in Neverland.
How? Immediately, I'm like, how is she going to go back to, like, her world? Like, is it going to be a Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe situation where the second she goes back home, she goes back to being a 13-year-old? Which then...
That's what I think.
And of that, that's still, like, an adult brain inside a kid. Like, that's fucked beyond all reason. And, like...
Yeah, that's some Claudia bullshit.
Yeah. And, like... Oh, God, poor Claudia. And...
I know.
I don't like that ending.
I know.
Wait.
But at the same time, it's like... But I want to read more.
I was going to say, do I need to read the second one to you? No. You're like, no, I'm reading the second one.
I'm reading the fucking second one.
Dude, this was a really good sell. Holy shit.
I win.
God damn.
But yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, go into it with the mindset of this is young adult.
Oh, I love young adult. It's my favorite genre.
It's YA fiction. Yeah. Like... Yeah. But it doesn't, you know, it's a very, like, there's actually, like, a disclaimer right at the beginning mm-hmm. where she's like, you know, if you have a younger teenager, maybe read this first. And she says, you know, there's threat of sexual assault, there is violence, but there's no cursing.
She gives a trigger warning? What a good author.
Yeah, oh my God. Good for you, Jenny Conrad.
Yeah, Jenny Bravo. Conrad, you the MVP.
Yeah, and the fact that she even says, like, read it first. Like, don't just let your kid read it. If you feel like they can't handle it, read it first and see.
Yeah. That's, oh my God. Yeah. This sounds good. Yeah, I might have to pick up the series.
I think you should.
I think I should. Like,
I gave it a pretty solid, like, 7 to 8. Like, 7.5, maybe.
Ooh, that's a pretty good score.
Yeah, like, it was absolutely enjoyable. There was no part where I felt like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. I don't want to read this anymore. Going back and forth between the point of view was really nice.
Yeah.
Because it keeps things moving. And I just thought the whole concept was very clever.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, at first when I heard that this was actually just, like, some common age kid named Peter, I was a little disappointed. But the more you explained it, I was like, okay. I'm getting some, like, yeah. Jim Carrey's The Hook, and I'm loving it. Wait, isn't it Jim Carrey? No, it's not. No, it's not. His daughter's name is Zelda.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams.
One of the other funny men.
Yes.
Who can also make you weep.
Yes. It gave very, like, Robin Williams is the, like, Hook. That movie, Hook.
You won't like him as much.
No, I'm saying it's giving those vibes of, like, changing the story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, Mr. Hook is a little greasy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I think... audience members, I know we haven't been doing much talking to you. You should read this book. Go support the author who gives you a whole page of trigger warnings as a disclaimer at the beginning.
Just that of itself makes me want to give her my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Next payday. I'm going to have to just buy these books.
Well, and maybe BookBub will help you.
Oh my god, maybe it will. Mm, Book Bug, we are not sponsored, but maybe we should.
We're not, but if you want to sponsor us, you can. Oh god, we did the same chuckle.
Oh my god, we did. For fuck's sake, that was two different people.
Ooh boy.
Well, good job, Andrea. So, you definitely sold me on it. Thanks. Like, I want to read this. Yay.
Yeah. And, like, I had to actually, like, stop myself from putting in more detail while I was taking notes because I was like, bitch, you running out of space. You need to calm the fuck down.
That's so great. Oh, my God.
That's why it took me, like, an hour to describe this book. All of that shit. Sorry about it.
Sorry, not sorry.
But yeah,
that's great.
This is, I think, the longest book that we've read so far.
Oh,
that I've read.
I was gonna say, and by we meaning you.
Yes. Because let's see, on Kindle, how many pages? It is 327 pages on the Kindle.
So it's a normal ass book.
Yeah. So you know, most of the books that we have read are, you know, they're pretty short.
They are.
So, you know, it was nice to get a really full story.
I do.
Story?
Story? What the fuck? Story?
Story? I don't know, man.
I love that.
So there you go, guys. That's what I read this week, and you should too.
All right. And then for next week, we actually have a theme for us exchanging books this week. So, Andrea did Peter Pan in Wonderland. Next week, I will be telling her about Alice in Zombieland. So, yeah. I can't tell if this is going to be a weird one or a comfy one.
We're going to find out.
We definitely going to find out. But yeah, until then, thanks for joining us. Oh, wait, no, we have to do our socials. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
where can they find us?
Well, they can find us on the Face of Books and also the Grams of Insta.
Yes, the Instagrams.
Yes, oh my god, is that what Insta stands for?
Yeah, yes, I think.
Oh my god, instant.
That's gram. Why the icon is like a Polaroid camera.
Oh my god. God, I was today years old when I realized all of this.
Oh my gosh, you sweet summer child.
Oh,
now I know what it feels like from the other side. Oh, exactly. For once it's not me.
Doesn't it feel good? It's precious. It's precious to witness the other one.
It is. It's like, oh. I just blew your mind.
I had no idea. This is amazing. My life has changed.
Hey.
But yes, please find us on Instagram and Facebook. We are Why Am I Reading This Podcast on both of them.
Yup. And we will see y'all next week.
Yeah.
And with hopefully a book that does not make you say, why am I reading this?
You know, I think no matter what, it is going to make us question it.
I guess they'll just have to tune in to find out.
It's true. It'll either be a disgusted, why am I reading this? Or just like, why am I reading this? It's one or the other.
We'll see.
And with that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.